Welcome to Afterglow. I'm your host, David Brent Johnson. They called him the G.I. Sinatra, and singer Johnny Desmond earned that nickname, along with his sergeant stripes, in Glenn Miller's World War II Army Air Force Band. In the next hour, we'll hear some of Desmond's recordings with that band, as well as some early sides with Gene Krupa and some solo recordings that he made after the war, all as part of our standard mix of jazz, ballads, and American popular song. It's A Soldier and a Song, Johnny Desmond in the 1940s, coming up next on Afterglow.
Hit the dusty trail, and those caissons go rolling along. Countermarch right about, hear those wagon soldiers shout, while those caissons go rolling along. For it's hi, hi, he in the field artillery, call off your numbers loud and strong. And where'er we go, you will always know that those caissons are rolling along, that those caissons are rolling along. Those caissons are rolling along. Battery home.
makes the song songs, and it all belongs to you. And it all belongs to you and me.
Johnny Desmond singing I Love You with Glenn Miller's Army Air Force Band in 1944, and before that, the Caissons Go Rolling Along with Gene Krupa in 1942. David Brent Johnson here with you on Afterglow, and this time around on the program, I'm featuring the World War II era recordings of singer Johnny Desmond, a baritone crooner who caused such a swoon with his sound as the lead vocalist for Glenn Miller's Army Air Force Band that he became known as the Creamer and the G.I. Sinatra. Johnny Desmond was born in Detroit in 1920, and as a boy used to sing in his father's grocery store, attracting the attention of a radio producer. As a teenager, Desmond put together a vocal group that ended up being hired by the popular bandleader Bob Crosby, and from there he made the jump to a high-profile vocalist spot with drummer Gene Krupa's orchestra. Fellow band singer Anita O'Day later wrote of Desmond, "Johnny was a good-looking, personable kid, but not exactly the typical Krupa cat. He vocalized before he sang, did things properly, and took good care of himself. How he came to join Krupa, I could never figure out, because most of us were hard-drinking, high-living cats. Johnny didn't smoke, drink, or do dope, and as far as I know, he was true to the pretty wife he had at home. He was a straight cat in every way. It paid off." Here's Johnny Desmond with Gene Krupa's big band doing This Time the Dream's on Me on Afterglow.
Somewhere, someday, we'll be close together, wait and see. Oh, by the way, this time the dream's on me. You'll take my hand and you'll look at me adoringly. But as things stand, this time the dream's on me. It would be fun to be certain that I'm the one, to know that I at least supply the shoulder to cry upon, to see you through till you're everything you want to be. It can't be true, but this time the dream's on me. Thank you. flying, keep 'em in the sky, keep 'em flying, hitting hard and high. On every lip, the fervent cry, keep 'em flying, Uncle Sam. Keep 'em flying, every headline screams, keep 'em flying, army fighting teams on 30,000 different beams, keep 'em flying, Uncle Sam.
Give it the gun. Zoom with the air corps to the sun.
Keep 'em flying, clear the hangar floor. Keep 'em flying, spread your wings once more. From pole to pole, from shore to shore, let 30,000 motors roar, let 30,000 eaglets soar, keep 'em flying, Uncle Sam.
Johnny Desmond with Gene Krupa's big band in the early 1940s doing Keep 'em Flying and This Time the Dream's on Me from the Desmond CD, The Complete Early Sides. With America's entrance into World War II, Desmond, like many other young people, enlisted in the military. He was initially assigned to a base in Oklahoma, and in 1973 he told radio interviewer Arnold Dean the story of how he came to join Glenn Miller's wartime orchestra.
In that period, I found out that Glenn Miller was breaking up the civilian orchestra and becoming, going into the Air Force and becoming a band leader, and he was looking for guys that were with name bands before the war. And wherever they were, so I there was there happened to be a Downbeat magazine. It found its way into our barracks, and I don't know how, but that was the title story for that week. So I wrote him a letter, direct, which you weren't supposed to do. It was supposed to go through Challenge, you know. But I wrote him direct. He was stationed at Montgomery Field, Alabama, at the time, and I gave him my background and everything. And 2 weeks of that day, I got a letter from him, saying he would like to have me in his organization, and he started to transfer.
What was it like at Yale University? What were you doing there?
Well, we used to play in the mess hall every afternoon. We used to play for marching, for the cadets that were marching. We used to play concerts in the concert hall at Yale University. And we used, two or three days a week, we would be on the road recruiting, selling bonds, and doing things like that in and around New York, Connecticut, and Pennsylvania. We were on the bus. We weren't doing a broadcast, and then on Saturdays we would come into New York and do our broadcast, our Saturday night broadcast called I Sustain the Wings.
Here's Johnny Desmond with Glenn Miller's Army Air Force Band doing Poinciana on Afterglow.
Thank you.
branches speak to me of love.
Pale moon
is casting shadows from above.
Point Sienna,
somehow I feel the jungle heat.
Within me
there grows a rhythmic savage beat.
Love is everywhere, it's magic, perfume fills the air.
To and fro you sway, my heart's in time, I've learned to care.
I've learned to care.
Point Sienna, from now until the dawning day.
I learn to love forever, come what may.
Blow, tropic wind, sing a song through the trees sigh.
Thank you.
darling, speak low. Our summer day withers away too soon, too soon. Speak low. When you speak low, our moment is swift, like ships adrift, we're swept apart too soon. Speak low, darling, speak low. Romance is a spark lost in the dark. Too soon, too soon, I feel. Wherever I go, that tomorrow is near. Tomorrow is here, and always too soon. Time is so old, and love so brief. Love is pure gold, and time a thief. We'll lay, darling, we'll lay the curtain descends, everything ends too soon, too soon. I wait, my darling, I wait. Will you speak low to me? Speak low.
Johnny Desmond with Glenn Miller's Army Air Force Band singing Speak Low, Moondreams, and Poinciana from the Miller anthology The Secret Broadcast. I'll have more of the music of Johnny Desmond in just a few moments. You can listen to previous Afterglow programs, including an entire show about Glenn Miller's Army Air Force Band, and view playlists on our website at indianapublicmedia.org/afterglow. Production support for Afterglow comes from Stumpner's Building Service, family-owned and operated since 1982. Trained technicians offering solar electric assessments and installations in Monroe County. StumpnersBuildingServices.com. And from Soma Coffee House and Juice Bar, now with two locations at the corner of Kirkwood and Grant and the corner of 3rd and Jordan, serving fair trade organic coffees, handcrafted espresso drinks, and all-fruit smoothies. Soma Coffee House and Juice Bar at iHeartSoma.com. I'm David Brent Johnson, and you're listening to Afterglow.
I'm just a fellow on a furlough, out looking for a dream. The one who's in my dreams every night. A lonesome fellow on a furlough, in search of company, somebody who will be my guiding light.
I'm featuring the music of singer Johnny Desmond on this edition of Afterglow, recordings that he made in the 1940s, primarily with Glenn Miller's Army Air Force Band, which broadcast frequently during its stateside period of 1943 and 44 on a program called I Sustain the Wings, and then headed over to England in the summer of 1944. Glenn Miller's wartime orchestra was a 60-piece outfit with strings and small side groups, and it drew on some of the finest professional jazz musicians that Miller could find in the armed forces, such as pianist Mel Powell, clarinetist Peanuts Hucko, and drummer Ray McKinley. As the band's star singer, Desmond found himself in heady company, and as a young vocalist still trying to find himself, he was also painfully aware of his contemporaries. In 1973, he told radio interviewer Arnold Dean how Glenn Miller called him out on it.
The only thing that really sells is the person's honesty. And if you're going to remain in this business, if you're going to become anything at all, it's because you are yourself. One moment, when I thought I was doing very, very wonderfully with the Glenn Miller Band, he called me over and said, I want to talk to you. It was after a broadcast. And he said to me, now, who do you think you're going to be next week? And I said, I don't understand, sir. He said, well, today you sound like a little like Sinatra, last week a little like Tony Martin, and the week before that a little like Bing Crosby. He said, now, when I asked for you in this orchestra, I wanted me a Johnny Desmond singer. Do you know what that means? I said, well, I thought that's who I am. He said, that's who you are. He said, but that's not who you're sounding like. You're trying to sound like all these other people. He said, now, I want to tell you something. As long as there's an original around, he said, nobody wants to listen to an imitation. He said, now, it looks like Mr. Sinatra is going to be in the Army in the next couple of days, so if I want him, I can have him. I don't need the guy that's imitating him, but I can get the real thing. He said, now, if you don't start singing like Johnny Desmond next week, he said, I'm going to send you away and get me one of those guys that you're imitating. So that's my advice to anybody. I would say, learn how to be yourself, and that is the most difficult thing in the world, to be yourself and to project what you are when you're working.
Desmond learned his lesson well and remained in the band. During the AAF stay in Europe, he even had his own weekly show called A Soldier and a Song. A March 1945 Time magazine write-up proclaimed that Desmond's GI job, which he is apparently doing sensationally well, is singing. His I'll Be Seeing You and Long Ago and Far Away in phonetic French makes young Parisians jump up and down, squeal bravo, bis, bis, and clutter up the stage door alley for a closer look at Le Crimère. Here's Johnny Desmond with Glenn Miller's Army Air Force Band singing Long Ago and Far Away on Afterglow.
this road leads to Rainbowville. Going my way, down the bend lies Bluebird Hill. Going my way, just pack a basket full of wishes and off you start with Sunday morning in your heart. Down the road you see a sign, Dreamer's Highway. Happiness is down the line, going my way. The smiles you gather will look well on you. Oh, I hope you're going my way too. The smiles you gather will look well on you. Oh, I hope you're going my way too.
Johnny Desmond with Glenn Miller's Army Air Force Band doing Going My Way and Long Ago and Far Away. During the orchestra's stay on the continent, Desmond was also sometimes called upon to sing in German for radio broadcasts targeting German soldiers, a sort of sweet and sentimental propaganda attempt to make the Nazi soldiers feel less inclined to continue fighting. Here's Johnny Desmond singing All the Things You Are in German on Afterglow.
Der meinen Herzen Seligkeit bringt. Du bist der stille Hoch des Abends, der nachschwingt, wenn ganz leis dein Hinlied verklingt. Du bist die Flamme mir, so hell und klar. Du bist ein Engel mir, so rein und wahr. Einmal werd ich dich an dich halten, und einmal da küsst in glücklicher Stunde ganz trunken deinen Mund. Thank you.
Ach, das war so schön. Vielen Dank, Feldwebel Desmond.
Don't get sentimental, Ilse. That's bad for your heart. I mean, das ist nicht gut für das Herz.
Sie haben recht, Herr Major. Sie hören wiederum einen echt amerikanischen Tanzschlager, der den Titel trägt Swing Low, Sweet Chariot.
Johnny Desmond with the AAF singing All the Things You Are in German, a propaganda recording made in England in 1944. With the Allies continuing to make progress in their efforts to conclusively defeat Germany, Glenn Miller began to make plans for what he would do after the war, looking to the AAF as a model. In 1973, Johnny Desmond spoke about the band with high regard.
Was that the greatest band ever? You're somebody who's been
associated with it. I would say it's, there isn't a band anywhere like it. You can make that judgment for yourself. I don't know, by the music that you play, the army stuff. Listen to the quality of it and the character of it. But it was a concert orchestra, and Glenn Miller's whole thing in the future was going to be to play concerts, because we had 22 strings and French horn in the band that few people realize. And we were playing all kinds of music. And when you listen to that and then place it up against anything else that was then or now, realizing that this is now 30 years ago that we're talking about, that this stuff was done and how it stands up for today. And you'll have to agree with me that I think the Glenn Miller Air Force Orchestra is probably the greatest band ever put together by anybody.
But Glenn Miller would not get the chance to reinvent his Army Air Force's orchestra for a peacetime domestic setting. On December 15, 1944, the small plane carrying Miller to Paris to make arrangements for the AAF's forthcoming visit vanished in bad weather over the English Channel. The band did not learn of his failure to land in Paris until they themselves arrived 3 days later. Miller's disappearance was announced on Christmas Eve, and the bandleader and his plane were never found. The AAF continued to perform for Allied troops on the continent for another 8 months, and then headed home, where they made a few final I Sustain the Wings broadcasts. Here's one of them, featuring a popular song of the day that the band had lyrically altered to reflect their time in Paris.
Last December, along about the time of the Battle of the Bulge, Sergeant Jerry Gray decided to write an arrangement to give the combat boys on leave a few much-needed smiles. Artie Malvin contributed some lyrics, saluting the Paris subway system, the Metro. And the crew chiefs and Sergeant Johnny Desmond did the vocalizing in the Vive la France version of the Trolley Song.
With her high starched collar and her high top shoes and her hair piled high upon her head,
she went to find a jolly hour on the trolley,
and she found my heart instead. With my light brown derby and my bright green tie, I was quite the lonesomest of men. I started to yen, so I counted to ten.
Counted to ten again. Went the trolley, ding, 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 went the bell, zing, 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 went my heartstrings, for the moment I saw her I fell. Chug, 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 went the motor, bop, 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 went the brake, bop, 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 went my heartstrings, when she smiled I could feel the car shake.
I tipped my hat and took a seat. I said I hoped I hadn't stepped upon her feet. I asked her name but lost my breath. She looked so lovely that she scared me half to death.
Buzz, buzz, buzz went the buzzer. Plop, plop, plop went the wheels.
Stop, stop, stop went my heartstrings. As she started to go, then I started to know how it feels.
ring.
I've ridden lots of trolleys back in Boston. Riding the A train is nothing new to me.
But for real locomotion, with plenty of locomotion, you gotta take the metro in all Paris. Clang, clang, clang went the metro. Ding, ding, ding went the bell. Sing, sing, sing went my heartstrings from the time I saw Mademoiselle.
Ooh la la!
Went the motor. Went the freight. Au revoir went my heartstrings. When she smiled, I could feel a car shake. I said bonjour and took a seat. She winked her eye and then I lost my heart. Toot sweet,
I asked her name. She stared at me and merely sighed as she replied me no complaint.
Say la vie went the buzzer. Say DC went the wheels. Say Phoebe went my heartstrings.
As she started to leave, I took hold of her sleeve saying please.
Won't you stay, civil play? It was my lucky day.
She said, we, my baby, so I found my romance.
Shouting, viva la France.
Johnny Desmond and the crew chief singing a customized Paris version of the trolley song on one of the final I Sustain the Wings broadcast of the Glenn Miller Army Air Force Band, done in late 1945 after the orchestra's return to the United States. With the war over, Johnny Desmond seemed poised for stardom. In early 1946, he and saxophonist Tex Beneke, who had played a key role in Glenn Miller's civilian orchestra, appeared on the cover of Downbeat magazine under the headline Miller Veterans. But even though Desmond scored several hits as a solo act in the late 1940s, he ended up struggling and nearly saw his star sink altogether. In 1973, he reflected on the troubles he'd endured in the years following the end of the war.
I had a career that was very exciting, because when I came out of the Army, I was G.I. Sinatra, and I had so many opportunities thrust upon me, and I just wasn't ready for the model, and I've seen it happen in the years since I went through it. I've seen it happen to five or six different people. Success comes to you when you're not ready for it, and consequently, you just fall apart when chips are down and you can't deliver because you're not really geared to handle the problems of a career at that point. And if you have proper management, they can ease you through it. But if you don't have proper management, you've got to suffer all the problems that happen to a young singer that becomes disillusioned. You're thrown to the wolves, more or less. And if you have the talent and you have the courage and the guts, you survive it and you learn something from it and you become stronger.
Here's Johnny Desmond doing a song that was a hit for him during his solo years in the late 1940s, C'est Si Bon, on Afterglow.
Bon, si bon, si bon, bon, si bon, si bon, si bon, si bon, bon.
C'est si bon,
bon, si bon, si bon.
Lovers
si bon,
say that in
si
France,
bon, si bon, si bon.
When they
si bon,
thrill to romance,
si bon, si bon, bon.
It means
si bon,
that it's so si good.
Bon. Bon, bon, si bon, bon.
C'est si bon.
Bon, si bon, si bon.
So
si
I bon, say to
si
you,
si bon, si bon.
Like
si
the
bon,
French people
si bon,
do,
si bon, si bon,
because
si
it's
bon,
all so si good.
Bon, 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 bon.
Every word, every sigh, every kiss, dear, leads to only one thought. And it's this, dear, it's so good. Nothing else can replace just the slightest embrace. And if you only would be my own for the rest of my days, I will whisper this phrase. My darling, say si bon,
si bon, si bon.
marcher pour un petit bel amour.
My friends just said that I was walking along on a Paris street alone looking for a little, how do you say it, amour, when all of a sudden...
Voila!
Voila, that's French for daddy-o. Now along comes this charming miss,
Jean-Fille,
and she looks right at me like this. But I didn't know the language, I didn't know what to say.
But Cupid never asked him, do you parlez-vous français?
Well, she taught me a little grammar
and took him to meet grand-mère.
And though I didn't learn as much as I should, I learned that if it's bon, it's gotta be good.
Bon, 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 bon.
But it's so good.
Bon, c'est bon, c'est bon.
Nothing
c'est
else can replace.
C'est bon, c'est bon.
Just the
c'est
slightest
bon,
embrace.
C'est bon, c'est bon.
And if you only would be my own for the rest of my days, I will whisper this phrase. My darling, say, c'est bon,
c'est bon, c'est bon, bon, c'est bon.
Say, c'est bon,
it's so good.
Bon, 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 good.
Johnny Desmond performing his late 1946 C'est Si Bon from the CD C'est La Vie. Johnny Desmond would find his way as a singer and an actor in the decades following World War II, a period that we'll explore in a future Afterglow program. I'll end this edition with Desmond's memory of his return to the States in 1945 and his feelings about Glenn Miller.
I know that you give Glenn Miller a great deal of the credit for your success. Do you get any pangs at all when you hear Moonlight Serenade, for example?
Yes, I kind of get a chill, and I get a little teary-eyed. I remember when we came home here in the harbor, we were outside on a ship with 5,000 other people, and our band was up on top deck playing as we were passing the Statue of Liberty, and we were playing Moonlight Serenade as we were coming into the harbor, you know.
Wow.
And it was a memory that I can't think about without getting goose pimples and choking up a little bit.
I'll be looking at the moon. everything that's light and gay. I'll always think of you that way. I'll find you in the morning sun, and when the night is new, I'll be looking at the moon, but I'll be
closed with Johnny Desmond and the Army Air Force Band doing I'll Be Seeing You from Glenn Miller, The Missing Chapters, Volume 4. Thanks for tuning into this edition of Afterglow. Special thanks to John Fox. You can listen to previous Afterglow programs and view playlists on our website at indianapublicmedia.org/afterglow. Production support for Afterglow comes from Stumpner's Building Service, family-owned and operated since 1982. Trained technicians offering solar electric assessments and installations in Monroe County. And from Soma Coffee House and Juice Bar, with two locations at the corner of Kirkwood and Grant and the corner of 3rd and Jordan in Bloomington. Our engineer is Michael Paskesh, and I'm David Brent Johnson, inviting you to join me again next week for our standard mix of jazz, ballads, and American popular song on Afterglow.
Dancing in the dark till the tune ends. We're dancing in the dark and it soon ends. We're waltzing in the wonder of why we're here. Time hurries by, we're here and gone. Looking for the light of a new love to brighten up the night. I have you, love, and we can face the music together. Dancing in the dark. What though love is old? What though song is old? Through them we can be young. Hear this heart of mine.